drowning. I woke up underwater, deep underwater. And this was my first conscious thought. Cold, dark, where was the surface? I kicked in all directions, trying to find my way up. I twisted and turned, and then I saw it. A light. Dim, pale, and far away. Instinctively, I shot for it, and quickly noticed that the water around me was growing brighter. That had to be the surface. The sun. But how could the sun be square? I must be seeing things. Maybe some trick of the water. Who cares? How much air do I have left? Just get to it. Swim. My lungs ballooned, little bubbles escaping from my lips, racing me for the distant light. I kicked and clawed the water like a caged animal. Now I could see it. A ceiling of ripples coming closer with each desperate stroke. Closer, but still so far away. My body ached. My lungs burned. Swim. Swim. Crack! My body writhed as a sudden jolt of pain shot from my toes to my eyes. My mouth opened in a choked scream. I reached for the glow, grabbing for breath, for life. I exploded into the cool, clean air. I coughed. I choked. I wheezed. I laughed, breathing. For a moment, I just savored the experience, closing my eyes and letting the sun warm my face. But when I opened my eyes, I couldn't believe them. The sun was square. I blinked hard. The clouds, too? Instead of round, puffy cotton balls, these thin, rectangular objects floated lazily above me. You're still seeing things, I thought. You hit your head when you fell off the boat, and now you're a little dazed. But did I fall off a boat? I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember anything. In fact, how I got here, or even where here was.
Help me!
I shouted, scanning the horizon for a ship or a plane or even a speck of land.
Please, somebody, anybody, help!
All I got was silence. All I could see was the water and sky. I was alone. Almost. Something splashed inches from my face, a flash of tentacles and a thick black and grayish head. I yelped, kicking backward. It looked like a squid, but square like everything else in this strange place. The tentacles turned to me, opening wide. I gazed right into a yawning red mouth ringed with white razor teeth. Get out of here, I hollered. My mouth dry, heart pounding, I splashed clumsily away from the creature. I didn't have to. At that moment, the tentacles closed, blasting the squid in the other direction. I floated there, frozen, treading water for a few seconds until the animal disappeared into the deep. That's when I let out a long, throaty, tension-draining. I took another deep breath, and another, and a whole lot more. Finally, my heart settled down. My limbs stopped jerking, and for the first time since I woke up, my brain switched on. Okay, I said aloud. You're way out in the lake or ocean or whatever. No one's coming to save you, and you can't tread water forever. I did a slow 360-degree turn, hoping to see some thread of coastline I'd missed before. Nothing. In desperation, I tried one last scan of the sky. No planes. Not even a thin white trail. What sky doesn't have those trails?
One with a square sun and rectangle clouds.
The clouds. I noticed they were all moving steadily in one direction, away from the rising sun. Due west.
As good as anywhere, I said, giving another deep sigh and started swimming slowly west. There wasn't much to go on, but I figured the wind might help me along a little bit, or at least wouldn't slow me down. And if I went north or south, the breeze might slowly blow me in an arc, so I'd end up swimming in circles. I didn't know if that was really true. I still don't. I mean, come on, I just woken up, probably with some kind of massive head injury, at the bottom of an ocean, and was trying really, really hard not to end up back there. Just keep going, I told myself. Focus on what's ahead. I began to notice how weird my swimming was. Not the stroke, pause, stroke motion, but the sense of gliding across the water with my limbs along for the ride. head injury, I thought, trying not to imagine how serious that injury might be. One good thing I noticed was that I didn't seem to be getting tired. Isn't swimming supposed to be exhausting? Don't your muscles burn and quit after a while? Adrenaline, I thought, and tried not to imagine that emergency gas tank running out. But it would. Sooner or later, I'd lose steam, cramp up, go from swimming to treading water, then from treading water to floating. Of course, I'd try to rest, bobbing up and down to conserve energy. But how long could I keep that up? How long before the cold of the water finally got to me? How long before teeth chattering, body shivering, I finally sank back down into the darkness? Not yet, I blurted out. I'm not giving up yet.